So far, there have been 5,843 recorded cases of Ebola, including 2,803 deaths. The World Health Organization predicts that if the disease is not brought under control, the number of cases could easily rise to 20,000 by as early as November. What makes Ebola so dangerous is that the virus dares us to compromise the impulses that exist at the very core of our humanity. Our impulse to comfort one another with love, our impulse to care for each other with the healing power of touch, and to maintain the dignity of our loved ones even in death, with a public funeral and a properly marked grave. Mr. President, Ebola is a disease of isolation. It leaves family members afraid to embrace one another. It leaves healthcare workers afraid to attend to their patients, and it forces the living to abandon the cultural rites of washing, embalming, and burying their dead. Instead, they are zipped into a secure body bag, carried on a stretcher by makeshift pallbearers in protective wear, and then tossed into a freshly dug grave. Just as individuals with Ebola are often shunned and ostracized by their communities, the initial slowness of response by the international community in many ways left the affected countries to suffer their fate alone in isolation. In my travel to those three countries, despite my awareness of the suspension of flights by some airlines, I was shocked to find the airports completely vacant. Ebola is just not a Liberian problem. Ebola is not a Sierra Leonean or a Guinean problem. It is not just a West African problem. Ebola is a problem that belongs to the world because it is a disease that knows no boundaries. We cannot afford to let fear keep us away.